وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to have the class from the book القواعد الأربع، الشيخ الإمام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. We have taken the first class of this book last night, and we were supposed to start tonight the first fundamental. But I was asked to at least summarize some of what we took last night. So inshallah, it's a reminding. The subject of this book is about the most important subject, because it is about believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the beginning, the foundation of the deen. Believing in Allah correctly, having the sound belief. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق، اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. First verses Allah reveal from His Quran is about the Tawheed. Angel Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked questions and then left. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. يعلمكم or يعلمكم. يعلمكم بالرفع. أحسنت أسامة، بارك الله فيك. يعلمكم جملة الفعلية في محل نصب حال، فعل مضارع مرفوع لتجرده من الناصب والجازم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, this is a Jibreel. صحابة they didn't know who was asking these questions, because Angel Jibreel came to a form of a human being. So Prophet ﷺ said, this is Jibreel. He has came to you. يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, to teach you your religion. This Angel Jibreel came to you to teach you your religion. So the one who knows this hadith, hadith of Jibreel, he knows his religion. But it depends how much do you know the hadith. What is the first question? The best of the angels, Angel Jibreel asked the best of a human, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was about belief, about the belief, about the creed, about the aqeedah. Second question, about the actions, prayers, fasting, zakah, hajj. But the first question was about the belief. أخبرني عن الإيمان, tell me about the faith. Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in his answer the six foundations of faith. He started with what? أن تؤمن بالله, to believe in Allah is the beginning of Islam. So someone should first believe in Allah correctly. The way he subhanahu wa ta'ala should be belief is important than prayer, fast, hajj, any other act of worship. That's why those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them focus on the aqidah issue, the belief, the aqidah creed subject more than any other subject, over and over and over. Because without the sound belief, even the salah will not be accepted. Salah without tawheed, no salah. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah sent him to call people to Islam, what did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam call people to? The first thing was what? The first word they hear from him, what was it? قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون or تفلحوا. تفلحوا بحذف النون جواب الفعل مجزوم لأنه من أفعال الخمسة. Say لا إله إلا الله to succeed. And Prophet he was continuing teaching people about saying لا إله إلا الله to the end of his life. While he was on the bed of death, he was teaching people about the Tawheed. لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد ألا فلا تتخذوها قبورا ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك. الصلاة الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم. صلاة إزر صلاة accepted without توحيد. The صلاة all of it is توحيد. Prayer all of it is توحيد. It started with one. الله أكبر. That's not توحيد. Reciting Fatiha. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone, oh Allah, we worship you alone, we seek assistance. توحيد. That is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. Salah ends with what? Assalamu alaykum, tawheed. So this subject, the belief, so important. Sometimes shaitan whisper on some people and say, why are we being taught tawheed, believing in Allah? We believe in Allah. We Muslims. Go and teach tawheed those who do not know it. Call the non-Muslims to it. But we believers, alhamdulillah, especially we are Sunnah Salafiyun. Someone may say that. But what did he answer to the ayah of Allah? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu, what? Yes. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu, billah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh you who believe. آمنوا بالله, believe in who? Believe in Allah. Allah addresses who? Non-believers? The believers. Those who believe what? In Allah. Because there is no belief without believing in Allah. Allah gave them the title of believing in Him. Then He called them to believe in Him. This ayah is a clear proof that someone who is upon belief still is required to call him to the belief, to increase belief, to hold into that belief he already had it. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu aminu billah. Amana ar-rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minuna kullun amana billah. So the subject that this book, Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba', is about is the most important subject. So we should read over and over and over. Especially our time. That so many imams, those who are being expected to be upon knowledge in this foundation, in this fundamental of Islam, believing in Allah, they themselves, many of them, do not have the sound belief. Our time with the shirk is being spread so strongly than any other time before because of this social media technology. So it's very important to study the Tawheed, to remind one another, to increase knowledge in it. And Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, the author of this book, has a wisdom. He said, no one, what it means, I don't remember the statement, he said, no one says he understands the Tawheed, but ignorant about Tawheed. The time you feel, mashallah, you know with the Tawheed. You acquire the knowledge of Tawheed. As Salman Awda and the like claim. Yeah, Tawheed is now a few minutes. I said, Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, the one who says, At-Tawheed arafnahu, Tawheed we understood, he said he's jahil. He's ignorant. So this subject is so important. And if you want to test, if you want to know that, ask a group of people, Muslims, more than 10. Did the idol worshippers, the enemy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quraysh, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, those who fought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and died upon shirk, did they used to believe the existence of Allah? Ask those Muslims. You will find among them those who say, no, they were not believing. As I mentioned more than one time, that Sheikh who was going to invite me to attend their masjid for giving a lecture, I asked him, who are you? He said, he is the Sheikh of that masjid. I asked him a question. Did the idol worshippers, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and the like, did they used to believe the existence of Allah? He said, no. Would they believe that? He said, they would have worshipped Allah. Those who studied this book, Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba', they know that the answer of this Sheikh is wrong. When he said they were not believing the existence of Allah is wrong. Inshallah, we'll see the proofs from the Quran itself. And when he also said they were not used to worship Allah is wrong as well. Al-Muqaddima wa Natija, kulluha ala jahl. طيب إن شاء الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال المؤلف شيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمة الله تعالى عليه This Sheikh, شيخ محمد عبد الوهاب who so many people take him as their number one enemy وهابي 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 والله among Sufia those who believe شيخ محمد عبد الوهاب was this believer They believe he was a kafir. He used to spy for such government. He was not a Muslim. This is what they believe. And alhamdulillah, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to the truth, who knows about the Sheikh and the work about the Sheikh, they believe deep in their heart that he was from the great ulama. Ulama, أهل السنة والجماعة and if you have a little confusion on that, you are not sure because you didn't see the Sheikh, you didn't meet with the Sheikh, nor am I, then if we are just and we fair, there is a way to know that. Just to get back to his books. Leave off those who say negative about him, leave off those who say positive about him, you go straight, read Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, Kashf Al-Shubahat, كتاب التوحيد ستة الأصول رسائله go back to his own book he wrote with his right hand and see what he called people to then there you know why those people took him as an enemy it's either because of ignorance or because they rejected the message he is calling to them which is to worship Allah alone to follow Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and to follow the understanding of Salaf Salih the companion and those who follow them. I was talking to one of those big sheikhs among the Sufia. And he said, there are a group, new group, who are very bad. They changed the religion. Do you know what they say? They say that there's three gods. He's referring to what? To Tawheed al-Ruhiyya, Tawheed al-Rubuwiyya, Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat. Big Sheikh. I asked him a question. Did you ever, and he said, bad about Sheikh Muhammad. I said, did you ever have any book? Did you ever read the books of that Sheikh? Since you read Arabic, you are a Sheikh. Since some people are saying good about him, some people saying negative about him. Did you yourself as a Sheikh ever read his book? He said, I have only one book. Only that book came to my hand, he said. It's called, he said, Usul al-Thalatha. Right away when I catch, he said, I put it on a, you know, in a box and I lock it so nobody sees after that. Wallahi al-Azim. I asked it, okay, I understand you don't want others to read, but did you read? He said, no. I said, why you don't read it? Anta alhamdulillah, fataha Allahu alayka al-ilm. You read the Arabic, you understand, you sheikh, even to warn against others, to warn it, what is in that book, if it's wrong, why you don't read? He himself is scared, he fear, he may corrupt me. At what age? At what knowledge? Yes, if you say, I don't know, it's different. But you the sheikh. And you don't read it. And you warn against it. I asked him, please. He's very close to me, relative. I said, please, read that book. Whatever you find against the deen, I need your help. I have right on you. Correct me. I don't think he will do that. Except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him. We ask Allah to guide him, to guide us all. So this book is from the book is that the Sheikh Rahimahullah wrote it with his own hand. And from there you know who he is. Was he a believer or a disbeliever? Who was he? He started with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then he said, أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكر وإذا ابتلي صبر وإذا أذنب استغفر فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة. إن شاء الله we just going fast to what we had last night, then we move on إن شاء الله. English. Yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The author, may Allah have mercy upon him, began. I ask Allah, the most generous, the Lord of the tremendous throne, to protect you in this world and the hereafter, and to bless you wherever you are, and to make you from those who are grateful when they are given, patient when they are tested, and those who seek forgiveness when they sin. For verily, those are the three signs of happiness.
Hassan, Jazakallah khair. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he started with the book, making dua for the student of knowledge, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him in this life and the hereafter, to make him bless, to make the student of knowledge, Allah, to make the student of knowledge blessed wherever he may be, and to make him among those who have this description. They have this quality. They have this way of life. إِذَا أُعْطِيَ صَبَرْ. When he's given, he gives his thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, then to whoever does good for him. وَإِذَا أُبْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ. And when he's tested and with difficult and hardship, صَبَرْ, he remains patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ. And when he sin, he seeks forgiveness. فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ثَلَاثَ. Because these three, عنوان السعادة, are the sign and the title of the success and happiness and joy. When you are on this action, when you are given, you thank, you give thanks. you are grateful. And when you are tested with hardship, you remain patient. And when you fail short, you commit sin. You ask Allah forgiveness. If you are on this way of life, then you are upon sa'ada, upon happiness and joy. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. فإذا عرفت أن الله خلقك لعبادته فاعلم أن العبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد، كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة، فإذا دخل الشرك في العبادة فسدت كالحدث إذا دخل في الطهارة. فإذا عرفت أن الشرك إذا خالط العبادة أفسدها وأحبط العمل وصار صاحبه من الخالدين في النار، عرفت أن أهم ما عليك معرفة ذلك، لعل الله أن يخلصك من هذه الشبكة وهي الشرك بالله الذي قال الله فيه إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. وذلك بمعرفة أربع قواعد ذكرها الله تعالى في كتابه. نعم أخانا جمال، please read the English.
No, may Allah guide you to obeying Him. The Hanifiyya is the religion of Ibrahim. It is that you worship Allah, making the religion purely for Him. As He said, and the translation of, and I have not created the jinn and mankind except to worship me. When you acknowledge that Allah has created you for His worship, then know that worship is not regarded as such unless it is accompanied by tawheed, just as prayer is not regarded as prayer unless it is accompanied by purification. So when shirk enters into worship, it corrupts it, just like an impurity invalidates purification. So when you recognize that if shirk enters into worship, it corrupts it, negates all the actions, and the one who does it internally, and the one who does it is internally in the hellfire, then you will realize the most important matter obligatory upon you is the recognition of this fact, in order that Allah may save you from the abyss of committing shirk with Him, about which He, the Most High, said, Verily, Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives except that to whom He pleases. And this knowledge comprises of four principles which Allah, the Most High, has mentioned in His book.
Barakallahu fi. Then the Shaykh Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, I continue making dua for the student of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to his obedience. Then he mentioned the divination of the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Millat Ibrahim, then the religion name is called Hanifiyya. Millat Ibrahim, the religion of Ibrahim, which is the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the religion of all the prophets. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه. الآية. All the messengers of Allah were upon the same religion. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. The religion with Allah is Al-Islam. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. Whoever takes a religion as a religion other than Islam will have either rejected, will not be accepted from. So the religion of all the messengers was Islam. If you ask some Muslims, and I did ask several times to find out how much they know about this subject. Do you know a messenger who was a Christian? You know a messenger who was a Muslim? You know a messenger who was Jewish? You find some Muslims saying, Prophet Isa was a Christian. Prophet Musa was a Jewish. Prophet Muhammad was a Muslim. نعم. لا يا أخي. Let alone the prophets, even their followers were all Muslims. We're all Muslims. The foundation of the religion, the messenger were the same. Believing in Allah, believe in his messengers, believe in his books, believe in his angels, believe in the last day, believe in the Qadr, predestination, praying, fasting, making hajj, making umrah, giving charity. The messenger were the same. But yes, some of the act of worship, they may have different way to perform based on how Allah legislated for them. Even in this ummah, the follower of Prophet Muhammad, some act of worship, some rules, some laws, was not the same from the beginning of Islam to the end. For instance, drinking alcohol was lawful at the time of Makkah, some of the time of Medina. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated that rule of allowance to drink alcohol, and Allah forbade it. But that doesn't change the reality that Prophet Muhammad was in both situations, was Muslim. He was calling people to Islam. Likewise, the messengers, some of them had different rules than the other. That doesn't mean they had different religions. The religion was Islam. Al-istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed wal-inqiyadu lahu bil-ta'a wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. There's ayah in the Quran close to that definition. Who remembers that? Al-Muhim. So the messengers of Allah, their religion was religion of Hanifiyya, religion upon Tawheed, upon believing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his uluhiyya worship, in his lordship, rububiyya, and in his asma wa sifat. That religion of Ibrahim is, the Shaykh said, أن تعبد الله مخلصا له دين, to worship Allah purely, worshiping him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do two things, worship Allah and single out Allah in worship. Don't worship sometimes Allah and the other time you worship others with him. La. Worship Allah and keep on worshiping him alone all the time. Because Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created not the jinn and the mankind. I didn't create the jinn and the human and mankind accepted that they should worship me. So Allah created us to worship him and alone, because لِيَعْبُدُونِ قَالَ تُرْجُمَانُ الْقُرْآنِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ عَبَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَيْ لِيُوَحِّدُونِ. To worship me here means to worship me alone. And it is in the ayah, because Allah said, he created the jinn and he created a human being to worship him alone. So the worship is for the creator, not for a creation. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned those who worship someone who didn't create anything. Rather, he was created. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Those you invoke besides Allah, those you worship besides Allah, لا يخلقون شيء, create nothing. Prophet Isa created nothing. Maria, Prophet Isa's mother created nothing. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam created nothing, let alone someone else. Angels created nothing. Jinn created nothing. Human being created nothing. How you worship someone who created nothing? The worship is for the creator, who create you, create the food for you, the water for you, the oxygen for you, create everything. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayah, that Allah created us subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship him alone. The Shaykh said, if you realize, you came to know, you are in a state of having no doubt that Allah created you to worship him alone. Remember that the worship is not considered in Islam worship without Tawheed. Just like the prayer is not considered prayer in Islam without purification, without wudu. Someone whole night he praying, mashallah, reciting Quran, those beautiful surah of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, tahajjud, with no wudu, no tayammum. Is his salah valid? لا يا أخي. لماذا؟ Because one of the conditions of prayer is to have wudu, purification. والشيء لا يتم إلا أن تتم شروطه ومانع منه عدم. Sheikh Uthaymeen said in his manzuma, والشيء لا يتم إلا أن تتم شروطه ومانع منه عدم. So nothing will be complete without requiring, without acquiring the conditions of it, and without avoiding al-mawani, that which corrupts it. So the salah has conditions, from that to make wudu, from that to the entrance of the prayer time. Someone may ask, Akhi, I work early in the morning, and now Isha is very late. Can I pray Isha earlier so I can have a nap? What's the rule of that, Mikael? It's not allowed. Why? Because one of the conditions of prayer is what? The entrance of the time, دخول الوقت, is a condition. Unless the person is sick or a traveler, then Allah made lawful for that person to combine both the Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha. That's exceptional. But healthy person, a resident person, he cannot combine the salah, cannot pray the salah before it is time. So, because this is a condition, دخول الوقت. Likewise, making tahara, purification, is a condition for salah to be accepted. Without it, no salah. The same thing with the issue of ibadah. No ibadah is accepted by Allah without fulfilling the condition of tawheed, believing in Allah alone and worshiping Him alone. This is a condition. Because Allah said in Quran, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. Imagine someone who didn't make wudu. His salah is valid? No. He made wudu, ya akhi. But in the middle of the prayer, it break. The wudu break down. He passed gas, for instance. His salah is valid? La. The same thing. Someone who is not upon tawheed, but doesn't believe in Allah alone, doesn't reject all the so-called gods beside Allah, those other than Allah being worshipped. If he enters salah, salah is invalid. If he's really upon tawheed, Muslim, mashallah, but he entered the prayer. But when he entered the prayer, he commits shirk. The salah is invalid. He, one rak'ah he praying for Allah, other rak'ah he praying for the saints. In his prayer, he is asking, in the sujood, he is asking, oh, such, such saint, oh, such, such prophet, give me health, give me job. The salah is gone. No prayer there because waqa'a fi mubtin lis-salah. He break down his prayer. Just like someone who was praying and break the wudu. The same thing, someone who is making ibadah but fell into shirk, the ibadah is not accepted. The Shaykh said, so if you realize that shirk, if it enters the act of worship, it destroys. And it makes the person who commits shirk from the pure of hellfire, then there you realize the importance of knowing the shirk. So Allah Azza wa Jal protect you from it. And the shirk is what Allah said about it. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih. Allah doesn't forgive to commit shirk, to associate someone with Him in worship. Allah doesn't forgive that. Meaning someone who die upon it. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. As for whatever other than shirk, stealing, denying, lying, Allah forgives for whoever He wills. So, this is very important. It doesn't mean you pray, you fast, mashallah. You believe in Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Messenger of Allah. It doesn't mean you are upon tawheed. Person may mix two things, tawheed and shirk. Believing in Allah and committing shirk. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ Mushrikun, majority of the people believe not in Allah except while they are mushrikun. Allah say that. Most of the people believe in Allah while at the same time they are mushrikun. So Allah mentioned they have belief and they have shirk. They have belief in Allah. They believe in Him. They believe in Allah, but with shirk. So what's required is belief without shirk. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِذُلْمِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِذُلْمِ Those who believe and didn't mix their iman, their faith with shirk. So because, mashallah, you have tawheed, you believe, you worship, you pray, doesn't mean that you are upon tawheed in all your affairs. You have to review your way of life. You have to make sure it's worshiping Allah alone. The Sheikh said, وَذَلِكَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ أَرْبَعِ قَوَاعِدَ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ You will know what the shirk is to avoid, and on the other hand, what tawheed is to adhere to. So to be from the safe group, الْفِرْقَةُ النَّاجِيَةِ from the safe group, true safe group, not that claiming safe group. Someone worship Isa alayhi salam, oh Jesus, then he simply say, I'm safe. دعوة كل يدعي وصل لليلة والليلة لا تقر لهم بذاك أو أحسن من هذا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم لدعى ناس دماء قوم وأموالهم ولكن البين على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر. So it's not just by claim. Some people they claim we save. Yes, such Prophet Isa sacrificed for us. We save. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani will hold our hand. In the day of judgment, take us back of the Jannah, we enter from backside. People are claiming that. This is just a claim. This is a claim. It's very easy to claim. But the reality is those who are safe truly are those who are upon ماذا توحيد, upon sunnah in their issue, in their aqidah, in their ibadah, in their manner. We ask Allah al-Kareem, the generous, to make us among them. So the Shaykh said, By knowing four principles, which Allah mentioned in His book, you will know the shirk to avoid it, and you will know the tawheed to adhere to it. So now he is starting, rahimahullah, mentioning the first principle. Please have good intention, brothers and sisters. Not only you learn, but have good intention to also teach your children, to teach your beloved ones. إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Deeds are by the intention for everyone what he intends. If you intend only you to learn, you will know only you. If you intend only you to study and also teach others, your wife, your husband, your sister, your brother, your children and the like, inshallah that is going to happen too. So have good intention and pass this knowledge. Barakallahu fiqh. Many brothers they ask, they want to give da'wah about Islam. They don't know where to start, what to do. Akhi started the book of Qawa'id Arba, understand correctly, just teach this book. Teach this book. Tayyib, the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, Al-Qa'idatu al-Ula, an ta'lama anna al-kufar al-ladhina qatalahum Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam muqirruna bi anna Allah ta'ala huwa al-khaliqu, al-raziqu, al-mudabbir wa anna thalika lam yudkhilhum fi al-Islam. والدليل قوله تعالى قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أم من يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون. نعم أخ جمال كان يريد القاعدة الأولى the English one, the Arabic and the English both please.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله القاعدة الأولى أن تعلم أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكرون بأن الله تعالى هو الخالق الرازق
بأن الله تعالى هو
الخالق هو الخالق الرازق المدبر.
خالق منصوب أم مرفوع؟
بأن الله تعالى هو الخالق.
مرفوع.
مرفوع.
لماذا؟
خبرك.
أحسنت. هو. طيب.
لبدل.
طيب.
هو الخالق الرازق المدبر، وأن ذلك لم يدخلهم في الإسلام. والدليل قوله تعالى: كل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض، أم من يملك السمع والأبصار، ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي، ومن يدبر الأمر، فسيقولون الله، فقل أفلا تتقون. The first principle is that you know that the kuffar.
The first principle from the four principles of the book. This is the first principle. Please pay attention to it now.
The first principle is that you know that the kuffar, whom the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought, used to affirm that Allah the Most High was the creator and the disposer of all the affairs, but this did not enter them into Islam. And the proof is His, the Most High, saying, "Say, who provides for you from the sky and from the earth, or who owns hearing and sight, and who brings out the living from the dead and brings out the dead from the living, and who will dispose the affairs?" They will say, "Allah." Say, "Will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment for setting up rivals and worship with Allah?"
Ahsan, can you repeat one more time the English?
The first principle is that you know that the kuffar whom the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought used to affirm that Allah the Most High was the creator and the disposer of all the affairs, but this did not enter them into Islam. And the proof is His, the Most High, saying, "Say, who provides for you from the sky and from the earth, or who owns hearing and sight, and who brings out the living from the dead and brings out the dead from the living, and who disposes the affairs?" They will say, "Allah." Say, "Will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment for setting up rivals and worship with Allah?"
Ahsant. Barakallahu fi. So this is the first principle, that the disbelievers, the idol worshippers, the enemy of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom he fought them, used to affirm that Allah is Al-Khaliq, the creator, Al-Razzaq, the provider, Al-Mudabbir, the controller. They used to affirm that. If they are asked who create everyone and everything, they used to say only Allah. They used to even swear by Allah. Who remember ayah on that? Yes? Ayah, akhi, on that. Are you with me? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. If you ask them, if you were to ask them, who created the heaven and the earth? لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. Surely, they will say, surely Allah. Certainly Allah. This is what they used to say. Oh, the Messenger of Allah, if you ask those people, who created the heaven and the earth? They will say, surely Allah. طيب. So they used to affirm the existence of Allah. So the one who's saying, they were not used to believe the existence of Allah. They were not used to affirm the existence of Allah. And he claimed his sheikh is wrong. And the proof is, Shaykh Muhammad, he mentioned a proof. It's not an opinion. There is text on that. Allah said, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. قُلْ say, مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ, who provides you, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, from the heaven and from the earth. All the provision we have comes from where? Either from sky or from the earth. Is there any human being who has a kind of provision without sky, from heaven, or without the earth? No. Everything we have is either from up or from down. This belongs to Allah. Therefore, we should thank Him alone. It is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the shirk, to thank others for that which only Allah gave it to you. So, if you ask them, if you were to ask them who created from the, who provides you from the heaven and from the earth, من السماء. What's السماء means here? سماء, what means سماء, the heaven, the cloud, سماء, the sky, سماء, above, what's above you. Very good, Mikael. Here, سماء means what's above you. It's not the heaven, the builded heaven. Rain doesn't come from that far. سماء in Arabic has a different meaning. In the Quran has a different meaning. سماء. Sometimes it means the builded heaven with gates. No one can enter without the permission of the angels there. Security. لها أبواب. The heaven, seven heaven is builded. والسماء بنيناها, Allah said. The سماء, we builded it. Be aided with power. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, and we are making it what? Yes? Yes, Yaquan? We expanding it. Allah mentioned Quran that Allah is expanding the heavens. Now those scientists, they say that the universe is expanding. We're not learning from them. We're learning from Allah Azza wa Jal in Quran. How Prophet Muhammad could have known if he's not a messenger of Allah? That the sky is expanding. It's expanding. Expanding. It's getting larger and bigger. So Allah mentioned, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا, the sama, we builded it, بِأَيْدٍ with power, بِقُوَّة. Aid here doesn't mean hand. Don't mix the Arabic words. This means power. Unlike تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ. So, this sama means a builded one. Another sama in the Quran means what's above you. And this is the ayah here. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, who provides from what's above you. And here it means above you, above you. The Arabs, they call everything above in Arabic language, anything above you, they call it sama. Even هذا السقف عندهم سماء. The roof is سماء, because it's above you. Allah said in Quran, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. We descended, we sent down from the سماء, a purified water, means the rain. The rain doesn't come from the billed sky that far beyond the sun. Do we know that billed sky, heaven, is beyond the sun, beyond what they call Milky Way, beyond all those galaxies, all those in the worldly sky? All this is worldly sky. All those stars up there, you see, even with, you don't need to have telescope. You see it, hundreds. All that is in the worldly sky. First is sama. Because Allah said, وَأَزَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. We beautified the worldly sky with stars. Al-Muhim. So if you ask them who provided you from the sky, from up, and from the earth, أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ, or who owns the hearing and the sight, وَمَا يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, which means who causes, if you ask them, who gives life and causes death. Not only those. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ, who control the matters, all of it. General, everything, who control. فَسَيَقُولُونَ, they will say, Allah, not Lata, not Manata, not Uzza, not other than Allah. The idol worshippers were answering, Allah. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, say then, don't you fear it is Allah and worship Him alone. If you say it is Allah who provides you from heaven, from earth, it is Allah who gives you life and causes you to die, it is Allah who controls all the matters, then why you don't fear of Him by worshiping Him alone? How come then you worshiping others with Him? How come then you asking help other than Him? Asking rain other than Him? Asking health other than Him? Asking success other than Him? Asking protection other than Him? While you saying at the same time, it is Allah who controls the matters. هذا استدلال توحيد الربوبية على توحيد الألوهية. وتوحيد الربوبية من أدلة توحيد الألوهية. The علماء they say the توحيد, the oneness of Allah in lordship, that He is the creator, the owner, the controller. Believing that is a proof for worshiping Him alone. Someone who say he believe Allah exists, He controls the universe, then he worship other than Him, you contradicting. Yes, imagine if I tell you this book is yours, and at the same time I'm thanking other one for the book. It doesn't make sense. If this book is for such, then you should thank for such and such for the book, not someone else who has nothing to do with the book. So the ulama, they say, tawheed, worshiping Allah alone has many proofs. Which proof is to worship Allah alone, worship none but Allah. From that proof is tawheed ar-rububiyyah, the oneness of Allah in lordship, the oneness of Allah in creating, in controlling. It's a proof, His oneness subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, al-uluhiyyah wal-ibadah. So in this first principle, from the four principles in the book, the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that the person should know that the disbelievers whom the Prophet ﷺ fought them, he used to affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator, the provider, and the controller. But even believing that and affirming that, لم يدخلهم في الإسلام, didn't make them enter Islam. So someone believing, it was yesterday when I asked some of those disbelievers, do you believe in God? He said, yes. I said, where is He? He said, the heaven. Wallahi. He was asking something. So I get advantage from that, asking him tawheed. Because that's what Prophet Yusuf did, as in Surah to Yusuf. Two from the prisoners asked him to translate for him, interpret for him the dream they have seen. He assured them he will. But then he moved to the Tawheed before he answered to them. That's because that's his concern. If you have a chance to interact with those people who don't believe in Allah, get advantage from that chance. Teach them Allah. Al-Muhim. So he said he believed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in there. He said he believed God is in the heaven. Some Muslims claim they don't believe that. They say they don't believe Allah is everywhere. You cannot say Allah is in the heaven. And they have other wrong ideology, where the texts of Quran and Sunnah is very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is في السماء. Here سماء means في العلو. العلو المطلق. Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala على العرش استوى. So the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى said, so even though those disbelievers used to affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Khaliq, the Creator, the Raziq, from the names of Allah Ar-Raziq and from the name of Allah Ar-Razzaq, the Provider, and Al-Mudabbir, the Controller. Even though they used to affirm that, this is what's called Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah. لم يدخلهم في الإسلام. It didn't enter them. It didn't make them enter the Islam. So someone he believes that Allah exists, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the controller, the owner of everyone and everything, doesn't mean that person is a believer in Allah until he also believes the other rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, like worshipping Him alone. Then the Shaykh mentioned the proof from this ayah. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.